Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Tasha. How can I help you?
Yes, hi, Tasha. My name is Ed, and let me give you my account number when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Okay, it is 2 5 8 9 0 5 5 0 -0 3 3.
Bear me one moment while I load it up.
Take your time.
My system is moving a little slow. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. I get you. Just hit it a few times.
Okay, and this is for Eagle Moss, eShop order?
Yes, ma'am.
How can
I help
you with this order?
Okay, well, I got a notice here that my card didn't go through, and yet I changed it the day or so before, so I don't know what happened.
This card, I'm not sure if they didn't update it for this one. It's ending in 0987. The expiration date is February 2020, so it's expired.
Oh, well, that wasn't, I had changed it for this, that wasn't the right card. I'd called in and changed it. Didn't update it.
I'm not sure.
That got turned down.
Oh, yeah, this is Isha. I'm not sure if they probably changed it with the, if they just did it for your subscriptions. I apologize, but that's the reason why.
Okay, can we straighten this out?
Mm-hmm, bear me one moment. Let me pull my car system
up. All right, take your time. I just don't want to miss out on this because I bought it on a sale.
Okay. Go ahead with the card number.
Okay. The new card number for the moment is 4060-9566-1505-5029.
What's the expiration date?
0422.
And what's the CVV code?
330.
Okay, I got 40, 60, 95, 66, 15, 05, 50, 29.
You got it.
What's that?
Expiration?
I did update it. I apologize. You gave me the expiration.
Oh.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, you want to give me some stuff for free. I won't argue with you.
I wish I could do that, but I can't.
Oh, wow. Okay. You can ask me one question now. When will this go through? Do you know?
I'm trying to see which one they actually was trying to charge you for, because it seemed like if they're trying to charge you, one of them is in stock now, because these were actually on back order. Let me see what was the amount they was trying to charge you. I can let you know which one they're trying to send. It's one that's on back order and one that's probably in stock. It just takes a minute to pop up the notes on the account, so just bear with me.
Sure. No problem. You're helping me. If I was betting, this is going to be for the shuttlecraft.
Tell me, do you know what was the amount that they were trying to charge you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
They didn't tell me that. I'm assuming it was on an order that was $90, and there were two items on the order. I know one has changed to add to cart, which means you have it, and the other one was still pre-order.
Okay. Bear me one moment. Let me see what's going on.
Sure.
I may have to log out of my system and log back into it because it defroze up on me.
Well, I'm glad I asked you this question then.
I'm sorry, I had to restart my system over. Bear me one moment.
That's okay, please, relax. How's the weather down there? I'm assuming you're in Alabama.
I am. How can you tell?
No, nothing magical. Just most of you guys are out of there.
I can tell
by your accent.
It's kind of, we have bipolar weather. Yesterday it felt good. Like, it looked like it wanted to rain today, but
yeah.
I feel like it's in about, it's like 59 degrees outside, so it's not that cold, but then the morning, the night, it get dropped down to 20, so it's the South.
Yeah, no. I lived in Georgia for 6 months, and I remember when they got 6 inches of snow, it paralyzed the city.
Right, because we don't know how to drive and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
and I mean,
they shut us down.
I was from
even
New England. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was going to school down there, and I got a week off because of that.
Yeah, so we're not used to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was lots of fun. First time I had to make up all the classwork, nevertheless, but still.
Okay, it's still taking its time logging your Ledger account. It's just on 6%. So
that's okay. That's okay. You know.
I'm not sure why it's taking so long.
I liked it down here.
Yes, it's quiet and it's small, so.
Well, I was in Athens, Georgia.
Okay.
The Navy has a school there. And it at the time, it was the only military facility in the country with no gates.
Oh, okay.
it was an open campus. Anybody could go walking around the place. You know, it was one of the Navy's best secrets because, unlike military towns, they loved us. They loved us in Athens.
Which military?
And there was
you said it was the
Navy
military
Supply Corps school.
Oh, okay.
And you see, the thing is, you know, it's made up mostly of officers at the school. And every one of us knew that, shoot, we screw up here, you know, with the neighbors, we're going to get thrown out of the school.
Oh, wow.
You know, and as a result, you were on your best behavior. In fact, they loved us so much, I could actually cash a check in a bar.
Wow. Because you can't do that.
That's trust. When the local community would let somebody write a check, because they knew too, man, if I passed a bad check, I was doomed.
It's not telling me which item is trying to send out, and I do apologize, but it's one that they're trying to send out to you. It's not going to tell me. It's not even telling me which one is in stock. Nope, it's not even telling me which one it is that's in stock or on back order. But they're trying to charge it. They're going to charge you. They're going to charge your card. If it won't be tomorrow, it will be Friday. Once you be able to see what's the amount that they're trying to charge you. This is for the Nomad and then the Shuttle. So either one.
That's it.
It's one of them that's in stock and one of them is still on back order. So I'm not sure which one.
The shuttlecraft are in stock. You can trust me.
Okay.
The Nomad, that is still on back order because
okay.
that is still pre-order.
Okay, yeah. So that's the one that they're trying to charge. That's what they're trying to charge you for.
And if they want to do that, that's fine. I pay for it up front. I don't care. It's okay.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, they're going to charge it again on Friday.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll play hurry up and wait, and hopefully that all works on Friday.
You have
any? If not, hopefully I'm talking to you.
Okay. You have any other questions for me?
I have lots of questions, but none of them related to this.
Okay.
So, you have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. You have a great day.
Yep. You too. Bye. All righty. Bye-bye.